Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello, and welcome to Fearless Generations. New month, the new step. Lots of exciting stuff. Our step this month is step number 5, accountable. And that kind of has, I think, different ways of looking at it. We're going to be introducing that step tonight and also talking about how it can bring you more confidence. On the call tonight, we are lucky to have one of our favorite guest coaches, Janet Rinner.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi. It's been a while since we've had you on the call.
Yes.
Excited to have you tonight. Terry's not able to join us because she has to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, so she had to go to bed early.
Wow.
And I'm so lucky that Janet was able to join me on the call today. excuse me. Janet, why don't you tell us a little about what's been going on with you? Well, usually we recap our week. I can go first and you think.
Okay, go first.
I'll go first and you think about what you want to share. This last week, you're welcome. This last week, let's see, what did I have going on? As our listeners know, I started homeschooling my son Daniel, and this week has been a little bit rough. We've had a lot of writing assignments, which is not his favorite thing to do, so we've gotten a bit behind. So I guess that could go along with accountable later in the night. Let's see, what else did we do this week? I went and saw Star Wars, the new Star Wars movie. So that was fun. I know it's been out a while, but I just went and saw it. So my husband took my son, like, right when it came out. And my son's been kind of complaining because Jay hasn't taken me yet. And Daniel wants to talk about the movie openly in the house, and he felt like he couldn't until I had seen it because he didn't want to ruin it for me. So he's excited that now I've seen it, he can have, like, conversations about what I think about it.
Oh, my God, how cute is that?
I know, he's pretty cute. That's about it. I'm sorry, was that enough time?
No,
oh,
that
wait.
Was good.
I went out Saturday night with some girlfriends that I haven't been able to go out with. Well, actually, one is she's one of my closest friends, I should say. And then two of my sisters and a bunch of their friends. We all went out. And I haven't been able to hang out with them now that I live in Fresno. I'm an hour away from them, so I don't get to see them very often. So it was very special. And I got to see one of my other really close friends the next day. I was at her house for almost an hour. So that was really cool, too. So I did have some connection this weekend with some friends. And I've also, I don't know if you know this, because I don't know how often you get to hear the show, but I started going to the gym, and
ooh,
get this,
yay.
Janet, I go at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Cow, really?
Do you believe that?
That is awesome. No, I don't. That's amazing. Good for you.
Yeah. Well, that's when my friend can go, and I'm much more dedicated to going when I know she's going to be at my house and pick me up.
Yeah.
So she helps hold
me
accountable.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, we kind of hold each other accountable because she knows that I'm getting up and I'm waiting for her. and I know that she's getting up and she's coming to get me. So it's kind of, you know, double duty for us.
That's
but,
awesome.
We actually, this week, or maybe it was last week it started, we had a third person join us. And I got a text message from my original friend that I go with, and she said she wasn't going to be able to go because a couple of her kids were sick. And so I contacted the new friend that's going with us and said, hey, do you still want to go? Let's go a little later in the day. And so we did.
Wow.
We still
awesome.
Went. We went, but we went at 10 instead of 5. Mm-hmm.
And how was
we
that?
We don't have to be there so early. It was nice. It was a little more crowded, though, but when we were done, we went to lunch. So it's fine.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that's so awesome. That's so awesome. And I love how, I mean, I know I find for myself, too, like with any workout regime or, you know, workout goals, oh, my God, having buddies to meet up with makes all the difference in the world. And not just for working out, but also, like, doing this work. Right? Like, I've been working on being more consistent with acknowledgments and gratitude. And it's so I have an accountability partner on it. And
cool.
It just really, you know, helps me to just say, hey, ditto. And I'm finding I'm doing them more. And
yeah, because you want to be able to text them and say you did.
Yeah, exactly. It just feels good. It's like, yay, I did it. I did it. You know, because we want to do it.
Yeah.
So it's very, very supportive. Very supportive, I find.
Yeah. I think that would probably support me in doing that too, because I do it for like 3 days and then I stop and then I do it again for a few more days and then I stop. So that's definitely something I think that would support me in being more consistent to get a buddy.
Yeah. I mean, not all of us are like your mom. You know, she's just amazing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's very much a habit for her now. I think it would be weird for her to not do it. But yeah, I mean, I would love to get to that point where it's just, you know, second nature.
Yeah, and until we can, you know, just like with working out or changing our diet or changing anything, or how, like with this work, it's like using the tools and skills that we know, it's like it's so important to have that support team. Go ahead.
I was just going to say with acknowledgements, acknowledgements is a great accountable tool because you can actually, like for me, someone who dismisses most of what I do, when I look back on my acknowledgements, I can say, oh, look, I did do all of this stuff today, or I am moving forward, or look how far I've come. It's a great tool to see your progress and how you're progressing towards, you know, the new shifts that you're wanting or goals that you have or dreams that you're trying to make happen. You can use your acknowledgements as, you know, evidence, basically, to say you are moving forward. I am making better choices. I am moving towards my dream.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it's like, so like for working out, I know what I do for myself is I log into this calendar that I have to where I record every day, like, I worked out today, woo-hoo, and how long, and what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And just having that silly little thing, I've used it for quite a few years, just having that silly little thing adds an added motivation for me to be consistent. Because with any of this stuff, it's when we make changes for ourselves, when we strive to, you know, change anything, whether it's an emotional thing or a physical thing or whatever. It's all about getting consistent and finding mm-hmm. the things that help us to be accountable to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so when, if we don't always have an accountability partner or whatever, we have something else to, you know, to fall back on.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that. Yeah. Yeah. And like, you know, these calls that you do and when we get on them, you know, for me, even being able to get on these calls with you, that helps holding me accountable with working this work, continuing to do mm-hmm. the work, continuing to talk about it with people, being willing to have talks and mm-hmm. discussions. Because, you know, when we're at a live event together and we're all together, that's one thing. It's so easy. But then when we go and do our lives, it's more challenging sometimes
mm-hmm.
to unless we set up our buddies, you know, of
yeah.
support. Yeah. And I don't know about you, but when I have that, then absolutely, when I have that consistency, then absolutely my confidence begins. My confidence goes up.
Mhm. Yeah, when I first started doing this show, you know, a year and a half ago, I was very nervous about it. You know, after every call, I would call Terry afterwards. How do you think that sounded? You know, I would, you know, when I write the little blurbs about what's next week or, you know, anything like that, I would, you know, read it over with her and are you sure this sounds right? Should I change this word? And over time, I've definitely become more confident where I don't stress about the calls at all. I don't really stress about what I write. It almost just comes more naturally now where before I would spend like maybe a half an hour to 45 minutes trying to write this little blurb about the next episode. And now it takes me, you know, like, you know, 10 to 15 minutes because I don't stress over it. I just, you know, whatever comes to mind, I write down and I try to make the best sense possible. And then I'm fine with it. Like I don't stress over it and try to make it like perfect or, you know, or whatever. And, oh, I just saw that Terry is actually on the call with us.
Woo-hoo.
Terry.
Can you hear
Terry?
Me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I thought you were going to bed.
Well, I just texted you and said since you're doing so well, I am going to bed.
Ah.
Since I've been on there for 10 minutes and you hadn't noticed I was there, I just thought, well, I'll just go back to bed.
Sorry. I was so into the conversation with Janet.
I know. So good to hear Janet's voice. I just think it's wonderful.
Great to hear your voice. Oh, my goodness. Now you have to stay on.
Ah. How is Hawaii? Are you back or are you still there?
No, I haven't gone yet.
Oh, you haven't gone yet?
No, I haven't gone yet. I go on the 12th. Woo. And another Fearless Living coach is going to be on Maui when I'm there.
Really?
Who? Pure coincidence. Maureen.
Oh,
awesome.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. We'll hook up at least once while we're there. So that'll be fun.
Okay, I'm not sure what's going on with the time, but it's saying that we are almost out.
Oh, really? Did you only set it up for 15 minutes?
I don't normally, so I'm a little confused, and but yeah, we only have like 30 seconds left.
Yeah, because it says on the email, the Blog Talk Radio announcement, it says 15 minutes.
Oh, you need to go back in and change it.
Ah, okay, it does say that.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm so sorry you only get a short call today. Because I can't change it at this point. But we are going to twist Janet's arm and have her on again. And so you will get much more of Janet and more of Fearless Living Generations, or sorry, Fearless Generations. And we will talk to you again next week, hopefully 30 minutes
okay.
that time, because I will set
Good
it
night.
Up correctly.
Be fearless.
Good night.
You. Thanks, Janet.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.